91X News.
It's minus 5 and slightly snowing at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Evan Doherty. We start with breaking news. Sportsnet has cut ties with Hockey Night in Canada broadcaster Don Cherry. Sportsnet says in a statement it is the right time for Cherry to immediately step down. Sportsnet apologized yesterday for Cherry's comments on Coach's Corner on Saturday about his beliefs that new immigrants don't wear poppies and in turn don't support veterans. The outburst sparked a swift backlash from the public, politicians, and the National Hockey League. The 85-year-old Cherry singled out new immigrants in Toronto and Mississauga, where he lives, for not honoring Canada's veterans and dead soldiers. Cherry did not respond to phone calls seeking comment and has not publicly apologized. Segment co-host Ron McLean apologized Sunday evening. In other news, tens of thousands of Canadians across the country attended Remembrance Day ceremonies. Liam Radford attended the one held at Loyals College and files this report.
Alumni Hall was filled with more people than seats when Loyalist College President and CEO Anne-Marie Vaughan led the gathering in observing the moment of silence at 11, and Student Government President Alicia Douglas read in Flanders Fields.
In Flanders Fields, the poppies glow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in this sky,
both have a personal connection to remembrance, losing family to war. Douglas says the experience of participating in the ceremony was very meaningful to her.
I was very honored to be a part of it. I had a couple great-grandfathers serve in World War II that I unfortunately did not get to meet. For me, it just felt really nice to be a part of such a memorable ceremony.
Vaughan says that her great-grandparents lost four sons during the First World War.
The two brothers met up in 1917 at Monte de Priou. And they had been separated for a number of years. And the older brother asked the younger brother how he was doing. And he said, "Don't you worry about me." And he died in conflict at that battle. And my other great uncle was taken prisoner of war. For me, it's personal to my family. But I do know that almost every person has a story like this to tell.
She ended the ceremony by asking that everyone take time out of their day to remember those who dedicated their lives to freedom. Liam Radford, QNET News, Belleville.
Meanwhile, at Memorial Park, the city of Belleville held its Remembrance Day ceremony. Graham Whitaker was there.
This year's Remembrance Day ceremony drew a large crowd to Memorial Square in Belleville in honor of those who have served and died in the armed forces. Prominent community groups and veterans were in attendance, as well as residents, like David Gorman, who have a personal connection they would like to remember.
My dad was in World War II. He was on the Dieppe raid in 1942. He was wounded and captured, and was a prisoner of war during the entire war. So I've been coming here with him and with my mother for the past 25 years now.
Despite snow and a temperature of minus 4 degrees, the people of Belleville were undeterred in showing their respect and gratitude.
I think it's pretty good. You know, it's surprising. It's chilly weather, and it's really good to see all the school kids, for one, and all the vets that are here. It's amazing.
The cenotaph was decorated by members of the community with wreaths and poppies to show that those who were lost will never be forgotten. Graham Whitaker, QNET News, Belleville.
Next, another 22-year-old Belleville man was arrested and charged with dangerous operation of a motor vehicle Friday. Police say an officer from Prince Edward County OPP was following a vehicle on Loyalist Parkway that was driving unsafely. The vehicle was then stopped and the man was taken into custody. The man is set to appear in court on December 4th. The Hollywood North Film Festival took place in Picton and Trenton this past weekend. It marked its fourth year being a festival. Jacob Cote, festival director, explains why they do it.
there isn't really a place to show that. You know, a filmmaker could rent a theater, but it would cost them thousands of dollars to do for an evening. So we exist to give filmmakers that opportunity and that chance and that outlet to display their work and to show it off, especially if they're a local filmmaker. We're always willing to show local work. And it really helps a filmmaker, again, network, connect with the community, and make connections outside with other filmmakers who are coming here to visit and to show their work. So something like this is vital to the arts and culture scene.
The festival showcased dozens of films from across Canada. It was a Canadian premiere of a new film called Easy Does It. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer is calling on the Prime Minister to open Parliament on November 25th. Canadian press reporter Terry Pedwell says that it's 5 days after Justin Trudeau is scheduled to swear in a new cabinet following last month's election.
Andrew Scheer's spokesman Simon Jeffries says the country is more divided than ever, and Justin Trudeau needs to bring the House of Commons back immediately to address urgent issues. Asking for that to happen on November 25th will be one of the opposition leader's requests of Trudeau when the two meet tomorrow. Jeffries says Scheer will also outline specific items conservatives want to see in the throne speech, saying they'll be based on the party's own priorities for the next parliament.
The Liberals won 157 seats in last month's vote, forming a minority government with the Conservatives in second place with 121 MPs. That's QNET News on 91X. Sports is next.
You need to train your employees. Where can you get funding? Where do you start?
Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. With the Canada Ontario Job Grant, you could be eligible to receive up to $10,000 per employee to help offset training costs like tuition, textbooks, and more. Call Loyalist Community Employment Services today and ask about the Canada Ontario Job Grant.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle. Start here.
In sports, two of the NBA's highest-scoring teams meet in New Orleans tonight. The Pelicans have averaged more than 117 points per game so far this season, while the Houston Rockets lead the league at just over 120 points per game. Houston's James Harden is averaging more than 37 points per game, which also leads the league. Houston is coming off a 117-94 win over Chicago Saturday, while New Orleans topped Charlotte 115-110 the same night. Meanwhile, the Atlantic Division leading Boston Celtics look to extend their 7-game winning streak when they host the Dallas Mavericks. In other action, Minnesota visits Detroit and the Memphis Grizzlies are in San Antonio to play the Spurs. Out west, a depleted Golden State Warriors squad will be looking for just its third win of the season with the Utah Jazz coming to town. And Kawhi Leonard gets to show his old teammates around his home court when the Toronto Raptors visit the Clippers at L.A. Canada's Milos Raonic will miss Davis Cup Finals due to a back end injury. Canada will not have Milos Raonic on its roster for the inaugural Davis Cup Finals next week in Madrid because of a back injury. The veteran pro from Thornhill, Ontario, has recently struggled with injuries. Raonic missed the U.S. Open because of a back injury and has played just 3 official matches this fall. Braden Schnurr of Pickering will replace the 31st-ranked Raonic. Schnurr has climbed 100 spots in the rankings this year and is currently at number 94. Schnurr will be joined by number 15 Denis Shapovalov of Richmond Hill and number 21 Felix Auger-Aliassime of Montreal and number 149 Vasek Papasil of Vancouver. New guidance on concussion shows there isn't enough solid evidence to answer some of the parents' most burning questions about contact sports for youngsters. Shelley Adler reports.
Pediatric experts in sports medicine and brain science evaluated decades of research. Their conclusion? Recent evidence filled in some blanks, but it remains unclear how many concussions are too many and what are the long-term consequences of multiple concussions in youth sports. They did learn this. Kids should be taught collision techniques before beginning playing contact sports. And while helmets should be worn in high-impact sports, there's little or no evidence that headgear prevents concussions in rugby and soccer. The study was published online in the journal JAMA Pediatrics. I'm Shelley Antler.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, 2 to 4 centimeters of light snow with northeast winds of 20 kilometers per hour gusting up to 40. The temperature will steady near minus 4 with a wind chill near minus 11. Tonight, 10 centimeters of snow with north winds of 20 kilometers per hour gusting up to 40. The low will be minus 7 and a wind chill of minus 14. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries in the morning and then a mix of sun and cloud. Northwest winds of 20 kilometers per hour gusting up to 40. The high minus 5 and the wind chill near minus 14. It's 4:10 and it's minus 5. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Evan Doherty, QNET News, on the air on 91X, next at 5.